So someone sent his Eved to go to the witnesses and tell them and make a shvu on them that they should testify. Or the defendant told the witnesses, if you know Eidus for him, for the guy who wants them on me, that you should go and testify on his behalf. So hare elu pturim ad sheyishmu mipiateveya. In all these cases, there's no shvuas ha'edus, because you have to actually hear it from the teveya. The teveya has to be the one to be mashpia these edim in order to be mechayev a carbon shvua. And the Gemara learns this out from there's an extra. The pasuk says loy spelled lamed vav aleph. So we learn out that it has to be loy for the person. It has to be, you have to be testifying on behalf of the, I mean, even though loy is normally lamed aleph, over here there's an extra vav in it to tell me that it has to be loy. You have to be testifying on behalf, the shvua has to be made on behalf of the teveya. Mishnah Yud Gimel, Mashpi ani aleichem. So if someone says to witnesses, I impose on you a shvua, mitzav ani aleichem, I command you with an oath that you should come and testify. Oysarchem ani, I assure you, I bind you with an oath that you should come and testify on my behalf. All these things are elochayavim. These are all the shinus that will work to be mechayiv him a carbon shvua. Let's say he does, instead of, he says, b'shamayim u'v'aretz, I impose on you an oath by heaven and earth. So hare elu pturin. They're not obligated because the oath is only a good shvua when they use Hashem's name. Over here, he didn't use Hashem's name. He said, b'shamayim u'v'aretz. Let's say he, instead of saying Hashem's name, he said, ba'alav dalet, he said the name of Adnos. Yeah, Adai Shem, or he said B'yudkei, said Yudkei Vavkei, B'shakai, he used the name Shakai, B'tzvakais, he used the name of Tzvakais, B'chanon, now he used descriptions. He said Hashem is Chanon, he's gracious, Rachum, he's merciful, Aruch Hapayim, he's slow to anger, Rav Chesed, he's abundant in kindness. Uv'chala kinuyim, any other of these kinuyim, hare elu chayovim. In all these cases, Yechayiv, it doesn't have to be specifically the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. It could even be any other name or even a description. Hamekalal b'kulan chayiv. If someone curses using all of these names, you are chayiv for misa. Person's chayiv misa. If he's mekalal b'shem, so therefore he is chayiv misa. Divrei Remeir. This is the words of Remeir. V'cham paitrim. The Chum say that you are potter unless you use the specific name of Yudkei Vavkei. So again, this is a pasuk in the Torah, V'naikev Shem Hashem Yuma. Someone who curses the name of Hashem is put to death. So we have Machlaikis, Remeir, and the Chachamim. Which shame do you have to use? Remeir says, any shame. Chum say only the shame Havayim. Hamakal of the Imai, B'kulan Chayav, Div Remeir. Someone's Makal his parents with Shem Hashem, Div Remeir. Remeir says, Yichayav with any name. Chumim, Paitrim, it has to be with the shame of Yudkei Vavkei. Hamikal atzmai, if someone curses himself, v'chaveroi, or his friend, v'kulon, with any of these names, over b'loisasei, he's over on a loisasei. The loisasei is loisakal al cherish. Don't curse a cherish, a deaf person, and kol shekein, a regular person, you shouldn't, it means even a regular person, you're not allowed to curse. So, even a person curses himself, he is going to be over on mikal, on mikal. Yak chaleikim. So now, the Mishnah teaches us that if someone makes a shvua, he makes someone, he's being mechayev the edim with a shvua, he tells them, come and testify for me. And he says, if not, yakcha Hashem, may Hashem strike you if you don't come and testify. V'chein yakcha likim, or he says, yakcha likim, may likim strike you. Zuhi ola haksuva b'tayra. This is an example of a curse written in the Torah, and you would be Chayev a carbon shvua. It says in the Torah, "Shama koil Allah." He hears the voice of an Allah. So the same word Allah is used to describe the cursing as it is later in the Torah, "Kachal Allah habris." Accordingly, any of these curses can be used to make up an Allah of a shvua. Also, al yakcha. So now we have machlokes in Remeir and the Chachamim. Whether if someone implied a curse, he didn't actually say the curse, is that enough? So in other words, he said, Al Yakcha, you should not be stricken if you testify. V'yivarecha, may Hashem bless you. V'yitivlach, and Hashem should be good to you. Meaning he's implying, but if you don't testify, then things should not be good. So over here, Remeir says, Yechayif. Chamim paichim. Chamim say, if you don't say it straight out, then you're going to be potter. Even though, really, the Chama maskim to Rameir that from a hein you hear a lav, but over here there's a special din by Shavuos Eidos, that you have to actually say a Allah, you have to actually say a curse, and therefore if you didn't say the curse straight out, the Chama hold you potter, even though there's an implied curse from the positive, there's an implied negative, that's not good enough to be Mechayev a carbon Shavuah. Have a good day.